Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to PNC Studio at Halas Hall. And this week's Keys to the Game, the Week 12 matchup for the Bears, primetime at Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Thanksgiving night. They're retiring Brett Favre's jersey. Bart Starr will be there, but so will the Bears. And we'll start with the offense. Rebound in the red zone is my key here. Jay Cutler admits the Bears' margin of error, slim. And that is especially true when it comes to the red zone. After failing to score a touchdown on three of four trips inside the Denver 20 last week, the Bears' efficiency dropped to 41.2 for the season. A larger concern is six possessions this season, resulting in no points. The Bears have scored only 14 touchdowns in 10 games in the red zone. Now, if receiver Alshon Jeffrey and running back Matt Forte and eventually slot receiver Eddie Royal return from injuries, Cutler's red zone arsenal expands significantly and loosens up a defense. In a sense, the Bears are competing against Green Bay's red zone efficiency. They are seventh in the league at 63.3%, the bulk of the damage provided by 16 passing touchdowns inside the 20 by quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The Bears are doing a very good job moving the ball, staying ahead of the chains and piling up 43 big plays. Those are greater than 20 yards. The next step is more consistent red zone success. On to defense, and it seems the focus is always on the Bears offense when it comes to starting fast, but the Bears defense is looking to do the same, particularly against the Packers. At Lambeau Field, the Packers, since 2014, have outscored their opponents in the first quarter 151-27. They thrive playing on the lead, always have. This season, they've scored first quarter touchdowns in seven games and are first in the league with a plus 57 scoring differential. Meanwhile, the Bears' defense has permitted nine first quarter touchdowns, including each of the last 6 weeks. Vic Fangio's unit has excelled at adjusting, however, going seven consecutive games without giving up a third quarter touchdown. So here again, the Bears' defense is competing with the Packers' defense of stinginess. On first possessions to start the game, Packers have allowed just 6 points this season, forcing eight punts, tied for second best in the league. In the Bears' last 42 games, dating to the 2013 season, the Bears have allowed the opponent to score first a startling 29 times. On to special teams, and I've stated this many times, Green Bay consistently makes you pay for the slightest of slip-ups, breakdowns, or untimely penalties. Disciplined play required, especially on special teams. In the season opener, you might remember, was rookie kick returner Ty Montgomery going 46 and 41 yards on a couple of returns on the Bears. This week, the Bears must avoid that big momentum-changing play and go and make one of their own. Could be a big hit that forces a fumble, a blocked punt, a return touchdown, you name it. A year ago, the Packers ranked worst in the NFL, according to the Dallas Morning News annual rankings. This year, they're eighth. The Bears were 31st a year ago. Right now, they're 29th. Now, both teams have improved. The Bears, though, have given up three return touchdowns. The Packers won. Keep an eye on Packers receiver Jeff Janis, who returned two kicks last week for the first time, one for 70 yards. The punters are going to have to deal with weather, rain, and maybe snow. That's expected, and Patrick O'Donnell and Tim Maste have certainly worked in inclement weather before. On to intangibles. Now, Green Bay specifically asked the NFL schedule makers to bring the Bears to Lambeau for Thanksgiving night, and as it turns out, a reunion with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre. His number four will be retired in a special ceremony. Has nothing to do with the game. It may charge up the home crowd, but the Bears can't pay the price for that. Match and surpass the emotion of the night in primetime with the most physical, error-free, consistent performance of the season, and let the Packers know the Bears are not an easy out. John Fox and his staff have correctly established a mindset where backing down is no option. That's going to wrap us up for this week's Keys to the Game. Join us, will you, on WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM for Thursday night's pregame starting at 4:30, kickoff at 7:30 from Lambeau Field with Tom Thayer and myself. That's going to do it from here from PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.